Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, July 5th, 2015. I hope that everyone had a wonderful holiday yesterday commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence 239 years ago on July 4th, 1776, where the Continental Congress declared the 13 American colonies a new nation, the United States of America, and no longer part of the British Empire. We start off today's program with some sad news. Whenever we recorded last week's show, a couple hours afterwards, we learned of the death of a very good friend of ours, Andrew Talarovich. Andrew was of New Homestead, formerly of Waterman, Pennsylvania, and passed away on June 27, 2015, at the young age of 52. Son of the late Andrew Sr. and Catherine Talarovich, brother of Michael Talarovich, Catherine Bracken, uncle of Heather Blows, great-uncle of Iden Hill, also survived by aunts, uncles, cousins, and many, many friends. Andrew was a former cantor at St. Peter and Paul Orthodox Church in Homer City and was the present cantor and choir director of St. Nicholas Orthodox Church in Homestead. He has been singing in various churches of American Carpatho-Russian Orthodox Diocese for over 40 years, and was approaching his 25th year at St. Nicholas Orthodox Church. He was an avid pirate fan and a season ticket holder, and sung the national anthem and directed various choirs several times at PNC Park. Andrew graduated from Indiana University of Pennsylvania with degrees in instrumental and choral music. He also received a degree in forestry from Penn State University. He was a music teacher at various schools in the Greensburg Diocese for the past 20 years and was currently the caretaker and sexton of St. Nicholas Cemetery in West Mifflin. He was a member of the Tsar Lazar Serbian Men's Choir. Andrew was also an avid hunter and outdoorsman and took great joy in praise and glory to God through song. Family and friends attended a funeral service Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. Nicholas Orthodox Church in Homestead, followed by a hostina at the church's hall, where myself, Bob Bartko, Brian Bartko, and Jerry Jumba played numerous Russian numbers in his honor. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat, Andy. For you, we have a Vichnaya Pamyat, followed by an Ochenash, and one of the songs you like to sing, Zaspi Vime Sobi.
Oh.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Next, we go to Lemkovina, and this is a new CD produced by the Russian School in Gorlice, Ruska Bursa, and I'd like to thank the new delegate to the World Congress of Russians from North America, John Rigetti, the President Emeritus of the Carpatho Russian Society, and still going strong in the Russian cause here in America and internationally. He was at the World Congress of Russians the other week and brought this back and gave it to me. As I said, back to Lemkovina. This is Ruska Bursa, and this song is entitled Yak Moya Mila. Thank you, John, and congratulations on being elected delegate, the North American delegate, to the World Congress of Russians.
Zagrajcar każdemu dawała Heja, hej, heja, hej Po cztery zagrajca każdemu dawała Heja, hej, heja, hej śmiechem sobie zapyt, staję się rozpłakał, heja, hej, heja, hej, śmiechem sobie zapyt, staję się rozpłakał. Pytać się mia otec, heja, hej, heja, hej, czo o synku płaczesz? Pytać się mia otec, heja, hej, heja, hej, czo o synku płaczesz? Pytać się mia otec, pytać się mia otec, to ty synku bory, aż to wam do toho telania powoło. Heja, hej, heja, hej, aż to wam do toho telania powoło. Heja, hej, heja, hej, aż to wam do toho.
Over this long holiday weekend, we celebrated the 239th birthday of the United States of America. During the American Revolution, the legal separation of the 13 colonies from Great Britain occurred on July 2, 1776, when the Second Continental Congress voted to approve a resolution of independence that had been proposed in June by Richard Henry Lee of Virginia, declaring the United States independent from Great Britain rule. After voting for independence, Congress turned its attention to the Declaration of Independence. A statement explaining this decision, which had been prepared by a committee of five, with Thomas Jefferson as its principal author. Even though Independence Day is one of the best American holidays for how we celebrate it and what we do to celebrate it, it is easy to forget and take liberty for granted and misconstrue just how difficult it was to gain our freedoms 239 years ago. So as we commemorate the Revolutionary War and all wars after to keep Americans free, please remember to thank servicemen, servicewomen, and all in service of our country who do keep this country free. In the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." For those in the military and for Independence Day, as you've been hearing in the background, we have the military march done through an accordion. Happy Independence Day to all of you, and again, please remember the true meaning of the Declaration of Independence and July 4th, 1776.
another land. Your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families, with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll free at 1-800-722-4428. And also don't forget, in just a couple of weeks, on the 23rd, Thursday the 23rd, Byzantine Catholic Family Day, or Ruski Den, at Kennywood Park will be taking place, starting with a short Maleben, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, and a luncheon. So for more information on GCU products, as well as information on getting tickets for Byzantine Catholic Family Day on Thursday, July 23rd, please call the GCU at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Independence Day is the United States declaring themselves independent from Great Britain and being free. And in Russian, that is called Sloboda. Here is a song from a group called Rolan from Chirch, Za Slobodu, for freedom.
Нашим дітям треба охранити. У свободі нас я житий, кожен і свобода цілої Україні. Ей, король, передай папа свободу на Швіді. Ліпше живо нашим дітям треба охранити. Ей, король, передай папа свободу на Швіді. Ліпше живо нашим дітям треба охранити. Ой, що ж то за шум учинився? В Україні добрий живот пробудився. В Україні добрий живот пробудився. Ой, що ж то за шум учинився? В Україні добрий живот пробудився. В Україні добрий живот пробудився.
The Carpatha Russian Society is proud to announce the first Russian language course for English speakers. Learn to start reading, writing, and speaking Russian in the context of Russian history, culture, and traditions. This entry-level self-study course was developed specifically to give English speakers an easy-to-use way to start learning and using the Russian language. Students can start using the course independently, or groups can get together to study and learn. You can get practice in singing traditional Russian songs. There are self-checks and word games to measure your progress and identify trouble spots needing attention. Lots of photos and illustrations. An audio CD recorded by native Russians to demonstrate correct pronunciation. Nearly 1,500 Russian words and much, much more. So for more information on the first Russian language course for English speakers presented by the Carpatha Russian Society, please give us a call at area code 412-567-3077. Leave us your contact information and we will get back to you on how you can order the first Russian language course for English speakers. Once again, that is the Carpatha Russian Society, 412-567-3077. And as we leave you with this number from Zakarpattia, I would like to thank you for joining me today on the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program and invite you to join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or CarpathoRussianSociety.org. We'll see you all next week. Тримайтеся красно тиждень. З Богом!
Ай, под мостом, риба з хвостом, самі мереніці. Женивимся, мамко люба, не є молодиці. Ей, гоя, каже гоя, ти не будеш моя. На високої полонині корова стирадьо, я ще нівку не засватав, ще не кличуть зятьо. Ей, гоя, каже гоя, ти не будеш моя. Обшидирдираєм на весіллі, обшидирди файні коломики. Музиканти з Горівчева, обшидіди свіжої копійки. Музиканти з Горівчева, обшидіди свіжої копійки. Thank you.
piti. Ne budu, ne budu rečki vodu piti. Bude meni moja mila ruža bila ne.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, бара сердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що сте вам любил наш несний програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5.30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom!